time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio. Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be careful, you may gain weight just by listening.
Oh, yeah.
Tea for two and two for tea, me for you and yous for tea. Tea and yous and me's and tees and twos and yous and me's and Jim is whoop-dee-dee.
Perfect. That's perfect. What is the name of this segment, dear?
Yous for two.
Really? I never would have guessed that.
Did you like my singing?
It was wonderful. It was breathtaking.
We couldn't find anything in the, you know, on the internet that would sing it the way we wanted it, so I had to do it.
There is nothing on the internet that vaguely resembles that, dear.
No?
No.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You should be on America's Got Talent.
I should be.
You should be.
And I'm just getting a little and it showed in my singing. I could do better.
I should hope so.
Oh, shut up. Well, you know what they say about Chinese food?
No, what did they say?
They say after you've had it a few hours later, you're hungry and want it again. This saying proved to be true with us. We just reviewed a Chinese restaurant. Sorry about this, people, but we did, I know. And we found ourselves having an overwhelming desire for Chinese food once again. So we intended to review a different restaurant in the Schaumburg area, and then, darn, suddenly that mini-mobile of ours just mysteriously was drawn into the used Mandarin restaurant parking lot in Schaumburg.
I had a heck of a time reaching over and turning that wheel so it would go in there.
We were going somewhere else. We really were.
Yeah.
So what could we do?
Nothing.
In the last few years, we have heard mixed comments about this restaurant, but we had a craving for Chinese food again. I mean, I'm getting obsessed, and I never liked Chinese food too much. Jim was the lover of Chinese food, not me.
You're going on these binges every so often. First, it was the Italian beef kick. You're on that kick. Now you're on a Chinese food kick.
Mm-hmm. I know. So. And I was on a P.F. Chang kick where we were going every 2 weeks.
I know.
Couple years ago, but and we have no willpower whatsoever. If you all know us, so
I think we kind of hide that well, though. We have no willpower.
I think so.
Yeah, they have no way of knowing.
I don't think they knew. So we have no willpower. So you guys know, and we had to review this restaurant. We just had to.
We had to.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Saturday night.
It was a Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money.
No, don't sing everything now, please.
Oh, okay. Well, you wanted me to sing.
The part?
You told me I had to sing. T's for twos and twos for yous and yous for T's and T's for me and you.
Have you had too much caffeine this morning?
Maybe.
The parking lot was jammed, and we were wondering if we could get our Chinese food fix or not.
Oh, we were gonna. I don't care.
I know. Luckily, the restaurant is so large, we were immediately seated at our table.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurant is nicely decorated, but the main attraction is watching the chefs manning their flaming wok behind a glass partition. It was really kind of cool.
Yeah, I like watching them.
And, yeah, it was really
I like
cool.
watching them cook. It passes the time.
But this only intensified our craving for Chinese food even more.
Yeah, especially when you see like the broccoli and the shrimp flying up in the air when they're tossing things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I want that. Give me it. I was hungry that night for Chinese. I needed it.
Uh-huh, okay.
So, we ordered a pot of hot tea to share, tea for two, you know, while we looked and drooled over the menu. Hot tea is included with the meal, just so you know. We saw the Mandarin dinner for two, $18.95 each, and decided this would be the best deal for us. With this dinner for two, tea for two,
here we go.
Two for you.
Okay, ready, get on with it.
You get to pick from your choice of four soups and eight entrees. You also get an appetizer sampler, a.k.a. the ever-popular poo-poo platter.
I know. You know, you don't see the poo-poo platter on the menu anymore. It's always the appetizer sampler.
Yeah. Come on, people.
Tell it like it is. It's a poo-poo platter.
And we like the name better. It just excites us more.
But we're sick people.
I mean, I'll have the appetizer sampler, no. Thank you. No, I'll have the poo-poo platter. Oh, you call it the appetizer sampler. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Our poo-poo platter consisted of two crab rangoons, two egg rolls.
Hey, do you know that they actually roll? I put them on the table and try to roll them. They roll.
Two shrimp toast, two chicken sticks, and two beef sticks. No more caffeine for you.
Okay.
Our favorite on this platter was a shrimp toast.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see that too often.
No. You know, maybe other stuff was good, but our favorite was this because we only had shrimp toast a couple places, and that's very rare to find it. So when you get it, and you know it's good.
It is good.
It's our favorite then.
Yeah. Our least favorite was the chicken sticks.
Can you tell? We both took a bite out of our sticks, and we put the thing back on the platter and said, no, thank you.
There was some sort of a marinade, which we really didn't care for.
Yeah, but. So the guy came back and asked us, you know, are we done with our appetizer sampler? And I says, yeah, you can take it away. Go ahead.
But after munching on all of this, our craving was starting to subside. But on to the soup.
You betcha.
Nancy had the wonton soup, and I had the hot and sour soup, because it's just like me, hot and sour.
Yeah, you are a sourpuss.
Her soup had pork and shrimp floating in the broth. She could have sworn she saw the shrimp doing the backstroke. Was that like the little clam and curly of the Three Stooges clam chowder that kept on sticking his head up and spitting at him and stuff?
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
My brother and I used to watch the Three Stooges all the time. I remember that.
That was the best.
Yeah, well, he was. I could swear he looked at me. He was doing the backstroke.
Doing the backstroke.
He was swimming around my soup.
You know, I have offered to pay for therapy so many times for you.
And I don't want that because I have more fun this way.
My soup had pork, chicken, and shrimp swimming. That's not easy to say.
You didn't have shrimp swimming in
shrimp
it.
Shrimp swimming?
No, yours were dead.
Both of our soups are very tasty.
Hey, when you're in that hot and spicy sour soup, they're not going to live through that.
That's true. That's
of course.
True. That's true.
For our entrees, Jim had the Mongolian beef. Which I wanted, I saw it on the menu, but I'm thinking, beef, I'm fussy. I'm not too keen on getting beef unless he tries it first, because he's my guinea pig. Which was slices of marinated beef and green onions, bedded on crispy white bean noodles. I didn't know they were white bean noodles. These are the ones that look like styrofoam, in case you didn't know what they were.
Yeah.
We always thought they were like styrofoam noodles.
I thought they were made of styrofoam.
Yeah, I didn't know that they were white bean noodles, because I'm thinking, ew, what are white bean noodles, Jim? You may not like this meal. But he says, if I don't like it, I'll put it aside. Don't worry. I had the sweet and sour shrimp, which was breaded shrimp, green onions, green peppers, and pineapple chunks in a sweet and sour sauce. Our entrees came with steamed white rice. Jim's dish was the hit of the evening. I know, and I wanted it.
I won.
And then you're eating it, and I'm salivating over it because it was so good. His beef was thinly sliced, tender, and ever so delicious. My mouth, right now, it's watering. The sauce was absolutely incredible, and my dish was tasty, and there were a lot of shrimp in it, but they put too much goo. That sweet and sour stuff.
Yeah.
It was just gooey with it.
Is that your professional term for it? Goo?
Goo. Yes, it is. Okay. And I'm a food critique, so it's goo.
A trained professional.
Mm-hmm.
This is a handicap accessible restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The price to satisfy our craving was $42.45, fortune cookie included.
Of course. They always give us fortune cookies.
As a matter of fact, let me check our fortune right now. Let me crack it open, okay? This is the world's worst fortune.
What is it?
You don't want to get this in a fortune cookie.
What was it?
All it says is, that wasn't chicken.
Very funny.
Thank you.
We think this... Dinner for two.
And tea.
For two. And use for tea. Finally satisfied our Chinese food craving and was a very good deal. No, it didn't really finally satisfy it, and I'm telling the truth. I've got a craving again. My mouth is watering. I can't help myself.
Oh, my gosh.
We saved $8.80 if you add up all the items individually. So I would say use for two and me for two and use for me. What's the way to go this evening? And remember, Confucius say, he who eat cookies in bed will wake up feeling crummy. So what's your take on this restaurant, my love? I can't help it. I had caffeine.
My meal was awesome.
Oh. It was awesome.
You know, I'm getting a taste for Chinese food again.
Yeah, me too. We shouldn't be talking about... We should have eaten a big, huge breakfast this morning so that we wouldn't be hungry for this.
Of two egg rolls.
Oh, okay. I'm salivating. I'm drooling on this mic. Clean up in Studio One.
What's your take, Toots?
Jim won. I'm fussy on my beef, and I have to say, I should have ordered his entree. It was that delicious. I'm sorry. It was. I kept tasting yours because my fork kept going that way.
See,
I couldn't help myself.
But I'm the one who takes a chance all the time.
Yeah,
and then
you'll eat anything. You're like Mikey from the Life commercials. He'll eat anything.
It was very good. Give him the particulars, Poopsie.
Use Mandarin, 200 East Gulf Road, Schaumburg, 60173. Phone number is 847-882-5340. And I think on a Saturday night, you should get a reservation. We were just kind of very lucky.
We were lucky, yes. It really, you should get a reservation.
Yeah, because it was really busy.
Yeah.
And the website is www.useyusrestaurant.com. But if you type in use for two, you might get it. Directions take Route 47 South to I-90 East to Roselle Road South to Gulf Road East to Restaurant. The estimated travel time, 26 minutes, and thank God for the Roselle Road exit now.
Makes
it so much faster for us to get into Schaumburg.
For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, otherwise known as WHRULP.
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
You know, let me ask Homer, see if we got any letters.
Okay, homie.
The mail is here!
Ooh! Ooh!
Well, he's all excited about it.
Yeah, see? We're all excited today, but you! You're the stick in the mug. I got you going.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go. We got a letter from Tom and Linda.
Yeah?
Okay. It's about chop suey hut in Woodstock.
Should we do three and running? No. I can go for Chinese food once again.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, my God.
No, we will check that out, but give us a little time, okay?
Give us a week.
Otherwise, we'll just be known as the Dining Duo Chinese Food Review Show.
Until I get something else.
Yeah, that's true. As always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Hey, I'm the singer today, not you, bub.
I'm the grunter. Ooh, I could do that.
You grunt a lot.
This segment is right in time for this glorious summer we're having.
Yeah.
The weather has been nice.
It is.
We went from We went from snow in 35 to 90, like in 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Which is generally what happens around here. But now is a time where you can dine al fresco.
Yes.
And that means you sit outside and usually look at a parking lot or or a highway. And you can smell the exhaust fumes. And
enjoy a nice dinner.
Exactly.
For two.
Get some fresh air.
Maybe use for two and twos for use.
So we are just going to name a few restaurants now where you can dine al fresco, which means outside, if the weather is nice.
Okay, are you done grunting? I'm ready to read.
Okay, read.
Vicky's Place. We've been there, we've done that last year, and we loved it. It's on the Fox River in McHenry.
Yeah.
It's not that long of a ride. They have a varied menu. And it's nice, but you want it to be a nice warm day, because if it's a little cooler, you're on the river and the breeze, it could get a little cooler. And they have overhangs and stuff, like little pop-up type tent thingies over the table. So you could be either in the sun if you want, or you don't have to be in the sun.
And if I remember correctly, there were people even coming in from boats on the you can dock your boat there.
Yep, and they were coming in to eat.
Yeah, so that's one place. Another one is the Grumpy Goat Tavern, and it's on the golf course in Elgin.
I was just there yesterday with my girlfriends.
And this is really cool because it's built like up on a hill, kind of like, and they have a porch, an outdoor deck area that overlooks the golf course,
mm-hmm.
and it's really, really beautiful.
And the menu is, it's a good menu. The chef really took pains on trying to kind of, for a golf course, make it different,
mm-hmm.
tastier.
He tried to step it up.
A lot of spicy stuff, too. You can find, there's a lot of, my girlfriends, they're not spicy. And so when we went there for our 3-hour lunch and counting, we just sat out there and enjoyed the weather and watched the golfers. And it's a nice view, and it's up higher, so you get the breeze. It's not down, so you get a nice breeze up there. But if you don't like a lot of spice, you've got to stick with the burgers because
it's mainly Cajun, mm-hmm. Cajun-themed food.
Yeah, because they were complaining. And I'm like, you're eating a salad. Why did you buy muffalata salad if you didn't ask her what was in the muffalata? Because it's usually olives, she said. And I said, well, no, they change it up. They put capers in it. They put a lot of different things in it. This one had jalapenos.
So there, but got to beware.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful view. Bahama Breeze. It's really, really nice. And this is in Schaumburg. If you're outside and it's raining, if you want to go outside and eat and it's raining, what do you do? This is our go-to. Because usually the first time we go out for the summertime, it's always raining and cooler.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we go. Because they have a Bahamian gazebo. It's really nice. It's covered.
So this is an outside eatery if you don't really want to be outside because the weather is horrible.
Well, because they open up their Bahamian shutters.
They got the shutters, and you're kind of sitting
out
there.
And they have even a fire pit, and we always ask to sit by that if it's cooler out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice because you're still getting your fresh air.
It is, and it's really a good place, good food.
And it's got a very good varied menu.
Next one is Biagi's Restaurante Italiano.
Italiano dum-dum.
That's what I said.
Okay.
This is in on Randall Road,
mm-hmm.
and it has you can eat outside, and it has a wonderful view of the parking lot in Randall Road.
Yeah, that's in the Algonquin Commons.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know where it is.
So you either see Randall Road or you see the parking lot.
So I'll take your pick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I mean. You got to try to find a place with a view.
This has a very nice view of Randall Road.
Oh, yeah. If you want to see Randall Road. But at least you're further away, so you don't get the exhaust fumes. You just get them from the parking lot.
That's true.
Okay. Rookies Sports Bar and Grill. Everybody knows Rookies in Huntley on Route 47.
For their buck burgers and hot dogs.
When they have that. Or their chicken sandwiches for a buck.
That's true.
Every so often they come up with that too. So, what do you get to view on that? A parking lot in Route 47.
Yep.
See what I mean?
It's not... Yeah. The next one is Chandler's Chop House. It's on the golf course in Schaumburg.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another place you can sit outside, but you actually view the golf course, and you can dodge the golf balls when
they don't hit you there. No, they just start there.
Okay.
So you're good, and they got a nice varied menu. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. And you get to see the golf course. Al Maison, our next one, has a view of Schaumburg Road and in Schaumburg.
Oh yeah,
you get to eat Mexican food.
This is right around Schaumburg and Roselle.
Yep.
And it's right on Schaumburg Road.
Yep.
And that's been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
That place. Good Mexican food.
Yes, it is.
P.F. Chang's. That's in the Woodfield Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have an outside area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you really get a good view of a busy parking lot.
You do.
But it's kind of nice to sit out there, and the weather's nice, and you can get some of their chicken wraps, chicken lettuce wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets those.
Oh, that's the best.
But you can sit outside over there, too.
Yep. And then there's Nico's Neighborhood Tavern and Grill. We have two of them, in fact. We have one in Pingree Grove on Route 47 and Lake Street. And that, you get a view of a gas station and Route 47. And the other one is in Campton Hills. And you get the view of Campton Crossings Drive.
That's really kind of weird because you're driving along a country road and then all of a sudden, boink, the shopping center pops up.
Yeah, but it's a nice one too.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a variety of two different Nico's.
Next one is going to be Port Edward Restaurant. And that's a nice place for a view. It's right on the Fox River. It's an old school place. That's a nice place.
And that's in Algonquin?
Yep, it's on Algonquin. And you can sit out right on the Fox River, and that's a good place too.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Da Bafone Cucina Italiana, and that's in Crystal Lake. And you get to view the main street.
Hmm.
And they have good spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. I'm getting that confused with another place.
And that's isn't really that the roasted garlic that I got that evening?
I believe so, yes.
You can even buy a head of roasted garlic and just enjoy it on your bread or eat it just like I did.
If you don't know where the place is, just follow your nose.
Yeah, it always knows. Following your nose.
The next one is Galati's Hideaway, if you can find it because it's hidden away.
Galati's Hideaway, Old Lake.
But it's in...
Keep going.
She's singing again. It's in Cary. And you get a beautiful view of a parking lot. Of a hidden parking lot.
Yep.
Okay, you're all done.
I gave you...
Background music?
Background music.
Well, that's good. Thank you, dear.
Because I'm in the mood to sing today.
I see. How about one more?
The next one is Tony's Cafe. You get the view of the parking lot in Crystal Lake.
It's a good breakfast place.
And lunch, too, you know.
But we didn't know they had an outdoor seating, and all of a sudden we see the waitresses walking out. I'm thinking, what are waitresses? They're leaving?
They're walking out towards the bathrooms.
Yeah.
That's where the bathrooms were.
Right.
And I'm like, where are they? All these, and they're taking food?
Yeah.
And then we found out there's outdoor seating. We didn't see it when we pulled in, and we went into the restaurant. And they were going out to the patio.
So don't expect to sit in the bathroom and get food.
No, don't.
That's not going to happen.
No. We're always happy, the last we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da da da. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me that we've run out of time with this radio extravaganza. Well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel.
all speed along the lane. You were down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it, make it. We do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da. Yeah, we're happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Summertime and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We love people, we love daddy, we love mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather.